This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Yesterday is the story of a struggling musician who strikes gold when the Beatles and their entire back catalogue have been mysteriously wiped from history. How does that work? I don't know. But when he starts playing their songs, suddenly all the fame and adoration that used to be reserved for the Beatles is redirected at him. And of course, what he does with that is the focus of the movie. It stars EastEnders actor Himesh Patel alongside Lily James, and Ed Sheeran even makes an appearance. Laura Bennett's been to check this one out for us. G'day, Laura.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Now, I can't sort of get past the premise. It seems a little ludicrous. So how does the entire Beatles back catalogue become erased?
It is thoroughly ludicrous, and that is part of the fun of this movie. So there is a 12-second worldwide electrical outage. So that there's no explanation as to how that happens or why, but it is across the world. And in that, the Beatles are erased and a number of other iconic and very well-known elements of history, which plays out across the movie. Gradually, the main character, Jack, he starts to realise, oh, you guys don't know this happened and that happened and this brand. So
I just can't. How does that erase people's memories? It just makes no sense to me.
You've just got to let it be.
It seems a little bit short explanation for me, but okay, we buy into that premise. Mm-hmm. So this is a Richard Curtis story, right? Like he did Love Actually, Notting Hill. Does this strike a similar feel-good emotion?
It is very much feel-good because you are jumping into a space that's maybe hard to take seriously in terms of that plot line, and you go, all right, I'm in for the fun, let's see where this goes. And it's very much feel-good because it's a celebration of the music of the Beatles and also a young guy with a dream, and Lily James plays his manager, so there's a love interest element there as well.
I adore Lily James, let me say.
Yeah, well, she did the literary Potato Peel Guernsey, that one.
Yes, and she was in Downton Abbey and Cinderella. Yeah.
All of that. So she very much fits that space. So you will enjoy it. A lot of people have said that this is like the feel-good film of 2019 sort of thing. But for me, the feel-good element was also the only part that made it a little bit difficult to watch at times, because it means there's not something gripping and that real edge of or hint of drama. It sort of lacks that side, but it's a PG fun sort of family movie.
So I think though the soundtrack, you know, when you've got a soundtrack composed entirely of Beatles songs, you know, the music is going to be a major feature of the movie. So yes. Was that a big draw card for the film?
Totally, because I saw this movie actually on a Sunday afternoon, which is normally quiet, it's barren, like no one's really at the theatre on a Sunday, but this movie was packed, like to the front row with people who were Beatles fans. Like it really gathered people who had a passion for the music and the story. And so if you love the Beatles, you're absolutely going to enjoy this movie so much more. But if you just love a heartwarming, relatable experience about a young guy trying to work out what he would do if he got full credit for something as magnificent as what the Beatles achieved, that's something that anyone can relate to, even if you aren't massively into the Beatles.
And are there some poignant life lessons buried in there somewhere?
Again, this was the bit that was a little bit, like they could have gone deeper with this for me, but the bits that were hinted at were whether or not, like a lot of us in our era, we compare ourselves to others and think, well, if I had your opportunities, of course I would be as famous or as successful or as well loved as you are. But Jack has to wonder, even if he can perform the Beatles songs, is he good enough to actually experience that same success, or is there something innate in that music? Like, it's not just about the talent. There's actually a whole picture that goes into what makes these people achieve the things that they do. So that's there a little bit. And of course, as is sort of stereotypical with these stories, as Jack becomes more famous, how does that affect his relationship with his manager, with his family, with all of the people that he knew when he wasn't so successful? So there are layers of moral dilemma that are there. And even Jack's claiming to have done this as a single band member writer, whereas the Beatles were obviously a group with writers and each other. So there's all those sort of elements of, can you take full credit for anything that you do well in life, or is there always a team behind you?
Yeah, totally. All right. So if you can get over the ridiculous premise, is it worth a watch?
Look, it is so much fun. And Ed Sheeran, bless him, like we know he's not an actor, but his appearance in the movie does give it.
Yes, I love Ed Sheeran.
Like he gives it a little bit of fun and a little bit of silliness. And you're not going to, this is a movie to just go, to enjoy, to appreciate. You're not going to be asked hard questions. You're not going to have challenging conversations. conversations with the kids afterwards. This is just a nice weekend fun movie.
Oh, it sounds good. Sounds good for a rainy weekend, Laura.
Totally.
Yes, that's Laura Bennett. We've been talking about Yesterday. It stars Lily James. It's got Ed Sheeran, Himesh Patel. It's in cinemas now.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.